Oh, well, we're still talking about, I've still got the grass in my mind. I copied that information out of the newspaper and sent it to Jim McAfee. And he's always been a big Floratam supporter. And they closed down the Georgetown deal.
The old agent left.
The old agent, thank you, Jesus, retired. And you've dealt with Dr. Leps before,
yeah.
Right?
And I just ran into him a few weeks ago.
Did you really? Did you get him?
A few weeks. He was.
Oh, I mean, I thought it was your car.
No,
I thought you meant
with
his car.
No, he was very pleasant, and because of that, it took me a while to figure out who he was.
But anyway, I was asking McAfee
nice.
that Georgia grass, that Georgia being so low, really got away with me.
Well, that those.
And I didn't expect that.
Especially those fine bladed, ones didn't do
I didn't
very
expect
well.
That. But anyway, he said that is exactly the same thing that happened in Georgetown. And he said the Floratam, when they did their last evaluation of it, was dead. It was all dead. It was winter killed. But he said that the reason it was winter killed, people talk about it being cold susceptible to cold. I had it through the 83 freeze and
dry.
Through the 89 freeze. It was dry. They never watered it going into the winter. So, yes, I think we're going to be able to recommend Floratam for you. We have to because it's the best. But we're going to have to tell people that they're going to have to take care of it going into the winter. You know, it has to be moistened. And I think it also needs that the winter hardiness that the winterizer fertilizer imbibes into the plants when we recommend it in October.
And this is the first year of these tests. Well, the ordinance requires that SAWS and Karen provide guidance for new home builders, but it doesn't change. Residents, owners of their own homes can plant whatever they want. But then we'll have another year, and each year we'll just fine tune that. And a lot of these research brings in new questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of things that you say. Well, I wonder if this is why it affected. Yeah. We're a little disappointed in the zoysias too, because I like zoysias so much; they're so pretty.
Well, I mean, you got to read the data.
Yeah, and of course we knew based on that SIP test that to keep them green takes as much water as San Augustine.
I was kind of excited about
Buffalo.
The zoysias going down because of where they were growing. The guy's place that they were growing them on. Is a guy that
David
wanted to file suit on me for Buffalo Grass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A friend of mine used to say, "Don't get mad, Jerry. Just get even. Just wait back and get even, buddy." So suck them, and say, I always talk to him. I still speak to him. I said, "You need to be growing some Floratam down here." Arthur Milberger was the only one that listened, and now he's going to benefit from that research.
Oh.